Welcome to another episode where we explore the cutting edge of technology and innovation. Today, we're kicking things off with a look at Lighthouse's groundbreaking efforts to revolutionize the home building industry with a fresh $1.46 million pre-seed funding boost.
Lighthouse is tackling inefficiencies in home construction. Co-founders Thibaut and Simi Lone experienced firsthand the frustrations of building a dream home in Portugal. Their venture aims to streamline the building process using innovative technology to prevent delays and budget overruns.
That's fascinating. How exactly does Lighthouse plan to address these common construction challenges, and what specific technologies are they implementing?
Lighthouse is focusing on creating a platform that integrates all aspects of the construction process, from planning to execution. Thibaut mentioned dealing with over 10 subcontractors and significant delays, highlighting the need for a more cohesive system. Their technology aims to provide real-time updates and efficient management tools to reduce stress and improve timelines.
This could be a game changer for the industry. Speaking of game changers, let's shift gears to discuss Humane's ambitious $10 billion venture capital fund.
Humane, a state-owned AI company from Saudi Arabia, is setting up a $10 billion fund to invest in startups across the U.S., Europe, and Asia. CEO Tarek Amin has been in talks with major U.S. firms, including Andreessen Horowitz and OpenAI, to explore potential collaborations.
That's a significant amount of capital. What sectors is Humane targeting with this fund, and how might it impact the global tech landscape?
The fund will focus on innovative technologies and solutions across various sectors, aiming to foster growth and development in AI and data-centric businesses. This move could enhance Saudi Arabia's influence in the global tech industry and stimulate advancements in AI technology worldwide.
It's exciting to see such large-scale investments in tech. Now let's delve into Opera's latest innovation, a browser that can code websites and games for you.
Opera has introduced Opera Neon, a browser designed to simplify web development through AI. It features three new buttons, Chat, Do, and Make, that allow users to interact with AI for tasks like coding, form filling, and even creating games.
That's intriguing. How does Opera Neon differentiate itself from other browsers, and what potential does it hold for non-developers?
Opera Neon leverages AI to automate complex tasks, making web development accessible to a broader audience. The Make feature, for instance, allows users to generate code snippets and entire websites, potentially reducing the learning curve for beginners.
Opera's move could democratize web development. Now let's talk about Mark Benioff's latest acquisition of Informatica and what it means for Salesforce.
Mark Benioff has acquired data management firm Informatica for $8 billion. This marks a return to deal-making for Salesforce as it faces slowing growth and increased competition from AI-driven software solutions.
What strategic advantages does this acquisition offer Salesforce, and how might it affect its market position?
Informatica's data management capabilities could bolster Salesforce's offerings, especially as AI technologies pose new challenges. This acquisition might help Salesforce enhance its data-driven solutions and maintain competitiveness in a rapidly evolving market.
Benioff's strategic moves are always worth watching. Let's transition to Meta's internal shakeup in its AI division.
Meta is grappling with internal challenges within its AI group, marked by low employee satisfaction and complaints of burnout. To address this, Meta leaders have given the team a day off to recharge following the launch of a new AI assistant app.
Employee well-being is crucial for innovation. How is Meta planning to restructure or refocus its AI efforts moving forward?
Meta is likely to reassess its management strategies to improve focus and reduce burnout. By addressing internal issues, Meta aims to enhance productivity and advance its AI initiatives more effectively.
Meta's approach to AI leadership is certainly under the spotlight. On a different note, Tesla is facing challenges in Europe as BYD gains ground.
Tesla's sales in Europe have dropped by nearly 50%, while Chinese automaker BYD is gaining market share. Factors such as Elon Musk's political activities and alignment with U.S. policies are affecting Tesla's brand perception.
That's quite a shift. What are the broader implications for Tesla and the electric vehicle market in Europe?
Tesla's decline could open opportunities for competitors like BYD to expand their presence in Europe. This shift may also prompt Tesla to reassess its strategies and address consumer concerns to regain market share.
The EV market dynamics are shifting rapidly. Now, let's explore SpaceX's latest Starship test flight, which ended in an unexpected spin.
SpaceX's ninth Starship test flight successfully reached orbit, but concluded with an uncontrolled spin and re-entry into the Indian Ocean. Despite this, it was the smoothest test of the year, showcasing progress in their rocket technology.
What lessons has SpaceX learned from this test, and how will it influence future missions?
SpaceX will likely focus on addressing the technical issues that led to the spin, such as the cargo hatch malfunction. These insights will be critical as they refine their technology for future launches and missions.
SpaceX's iterative approach to testing is always fascinating. Next, let's discuss WordPress's formation of a new AI team.
WordPress has created a dedicated AI team to enhance its platform with artificial intelligence. This team, including experts from Automattic and Google, will focus on integrating AI tools to improve user experience and content management.
How might this new team influence WordPress's future developments and its community of developers?
By centralizing AI efforts, WordPress aims to prevent fragmentation and ensure that AI development aligns with its long-term goals. This could lead to more cohesive and innovative features for users and developers alike.
WordPress's proactive stance on AI is promising. Let's turn our focus to OnePlus and its recent AI advancements in mobile technology.
OnePlus is embracing AI by integrating features like AI Voice Scribe and AI Call Assistant into its smartphones. These tools enhance user experience by automating tasks such as call recording and summarization.
How do these AI features compare to offerings from competitors, and what impact might they have on OnePlus's market position?
While OnePlus isn't pioneering new AI technologies, it is strategically adopting proven features to enhance its devices. This approach could strengthen its competitive edge and attract tech-savvy consumers looking for advanced functionalities.
OnePlus's strategy seems to be aligning well with current trends. Moving on, let's examine PDD's financial performance amid U.S.-China trade tensions.
PDD Holdings reported a slowdown in revenue growth and a significant drop in profits due to ongoing U.S.-China trade tensions. The company's overseas platform, Temu, has been particularly affected by tariffs and regulatory changes.
What strategies might PDD employ to navigate these challenges and stabilize its financial performance?
PDD may need to diversify its market presence and explore new revenue streams to offset the impact of trade tensions. Strengthening its domestic operations and enhancing its product offerings could be key strategies moving forward.
Trade tensions are certainly reshaping the landscape for many companies. Let's now discuss the new Texas law requiring age verification by Apple and Google.
Texas has enacted a law mandating app stores like those of Apple and Google to verify user ages aimed at protecting children from inappropriate content. Apple has opposed this, citing privacy concerns and advocating for app-level age verification.
What are the potential implications of this law for tech companies and user privacy?
This law could set a precedent for other states, potentially leading to broader regulatory changes. It raises significant privacy concerns, as companies might need to handle sensitive age data, impacting their privacy policies and user trust.
Privacy and regulation continue to be hot topics. In related news, Meta's antitrust trial has concluded. Let's explore the potential outcomes.
The FTC's antitrust trial against Meta Platforms has wrapped up, with the government arguing that Meta's acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp stifled competition. If the ruling goes against Meta, it could be forced to divest these platforms.
What are the broader implications for Meta and the tech industry if the government prevails?
A ruling against Meta could significantly alter the tech landscape, prompting stricter antitrust scrutiny and potentially reshaping how tech giants approach mergers and acquisitions in the future.
The outcome could indeed have far-reaching effects. Now let's hear about Haosang's upcoming presentation at TechCrunch Sessions, AI.
Haosang from OpenAI's Startups Go-To-Market team will speak at TechCrunch Sessions, AI, offering insights into building effective AI products. His session will focus on strategies for startups to leverage AI technologies successfully.
What key topics will Haosang address, and how might his insights benefit emerging startups?
Sang will cover essential aspects like AI integration, product market fit, and monetization strategies. His guidance could be invaluable for startups looking to navigate the complex AI landscape and build scalable market-ready products.
Haosang's expertise will surely be a highlight. Next up, let's discuss the exciting additions to the Strictly VC lineup in Menlo Park.
Ali Partovi and Russell Kaplan are joining the Strictly VC event, promising to bring fresh insights into tech investment and innovation. Partovi's work with Neo and Kaplan's leadership at Cognition are expected to draw significant attention.
How might their participation influence the event's impact on the startup community?
Their involvement will likely enhance the event's appeal, offering attendees unique perspectives on emerging trends and investment opportunities. This could foster valuable connections and inspire new ventures within the startup ecosystem.
It's shaping up to be a must-attend event. Finally, let's talk about Eunice Kim's upcoming appearance at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025.
Eunice Kim, Netflix's Chief Product Officer, will speak at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, discussing Netflix's technological advancements and its strategy on password sharing. Her insights will provide a glimpse into the company's future direction.
What can attendees expect from her session, and how might it reflect Netflix's ongoing evolution?
Kim will likely highlight Netflix's innovative approaches to product development and user engagement. Her session could offer valuable lessons on adapting to changing consumer behaviors and maintaining a competitive edge in the streaming industry.
Eunice Kim's session promises to be enlightening. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more insights and updates in our next edition. Thanks for listening.